At the train station, Sarah and John are so excited for the weekend camping out in the forest.
It's gonna be a great weekend, honey. But isn't it a bit strange that Birgit is coming with us?
I know that we actually planned a weekend just for the two of us. But you know that her boyfriend just broke up with her. And she's really upset. So we should be good friends to her.
Look, over there she is. Hi!
Hey, Birgit!
Hey, guys. I'm so excited. It's so nice that you invited me.
Guys, we still have time until the train arrives. I just go to the bathroom.
Alright, honey. See you later.
Do you have the ring, John?
Of course I do. But do you know exactly what you have to do?
Yes, I do. It will be a big surprise. I thought that...
Shh! She's coming back.
Hey, anyone got 50 cents?
There's a toilet on the train. It will arrive in 1 or 2 minutes.
Later that day, after putting up the tents and starting a fire, John, Sarah and Birgit are sitting together. They're talking, playing guitar and drinking beer around the campfire.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, it's just now, realize what we're gonna do. And believe that I'm fine.
Good morning, Birgit!
Oh, keep your voice down. I've got the worst headache ever.
Oh, Birgit, you finally had too much. We can have a breakfast soon, but we have to wait for John. Have you seen him?
No idea. Maybe he went for a walk?
After an hour, Birgit and Sarah are still waiting for John. They've been looking everywhere for him. Sarah is starting to freak out.
Oh my goodness, Birgit, is that blood on the run?
Oh, I think you're right. Do you think it's chance?
Oh, that could be horrible. It seems like someone was bleeding and running away. It's a trace of blood. We should call the police.
If it's chance, we might find him following the blood trace. Calling the police takes too much time. My phone has no signal and the next police station is too far away. We should be as quick as possible.
Oh, you are right. I just hope he's fine. Blah, Birgit, look at this. It's John's sock. It's covered in blood.
The blood race ends here. He must be close.
John!
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. The truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me.
Oh my god, what are you doing? That's not funny. We thought that you were hurt.
Hey, sweetie, I'm alright. It's fine.
John is going down on one knee, reaching for his pocket.
Sarah, do you want to marry me?
Of course not, are you crazy?
Sorry, John. That was definitely not part of my plan. Maybe it was too much blood?